Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rader and he is safe. White steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. White moves to third. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rader and he is out, Perez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeAquisto hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomason batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Matthews reaches second base with a double. There goes Perez trying to get to home. Cromartie throws the ball into Carter, who tags Perez, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeAquisto fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen bunts towards third. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeAquisto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Rogers steals second. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rogers trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeAquisto is 0 for 1 in the game. DeAquisto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomason moves to second. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthews strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomason scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. D'Aquisto fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Charlie Williams now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Morales now playing first base. Mike Jorgensen now playing left field. Jerry White now playing center field. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Rader moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Foley moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Foley moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Morales reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. Cromartie scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. Morales moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Pete Mackinnon pinch runs for Jose Morales. Jerry White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rader and he is safe. White steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Garrett strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a line drive towards the mound. Lavelle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Andre Thornton now playing first base. Jerry White now playing left field. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason strikes out. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Darrell Evans. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's Expos, 4, Giants, 4. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Dave Rader. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Gary Thomason now playing first base. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Chris S. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wrights hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wrights moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 3 walks. White takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Garrett bunts towards first. Thomason juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomason. White moves to second. Earl Williams pinch hits for Dale Murray. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sadek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 4 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Steve Ontiveros batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Steve Ontiveros now playing first base. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and four walks. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Miller now playing second base. Chris Spear now playing first base. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Joe Carrigan. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Dunning now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wrights hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mercer is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Parrish is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Foley bunts towards first. Spear scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Parrish moves to second. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cromarty is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spear is 0-for-4 in the game. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser bunts towards first. Spear scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Thornton moves to second. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 4 walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spear scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Thornton moves to third. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Garrett is walked intentionally. Pepe Frias pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chip Lang now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. LeMaster is 0-for-5 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Moffitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Rob Dressler now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. with two walks. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wright's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wright's is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matthews is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.